From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. New dietary warnings for pregnant women. The latest draft of a new government advisory on mercury in fish for the first time specifically mentions tuna. But the document doesn't tell pregnant women, or women who might become pregnant, how much tuna they can eat safely, nor does it offer them a list of alternatives. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
For more than 2 years, the Food and Drug Administration has advised women of childbearing age to avoid four types of fish: shark, swordfish, king mackerel, and tilefish. That's because these fish contain high levels of mercury, which can damage the brain of a developing fetus. New government studies show that other fish, including tuna, also may contain worrisome quantities of mercury. So the FDA has teamed up with the Environmental Protection Agency to update its advice. The FDA's David Acheson presented the latest draft of this document in Washington today. He was seeking comments from experts on food safety.
We are now saying something specific about tuna. We decided that a factual statement about tuna was the most appropriate way to go.
The new advisory doesn't add tuna to the list of fish women should avoid, but it points out that tuna does contain mercury in varying levels. Steaks and canned albacore tuna contain more than canned light tuna. The document does not set a safe limit for eating tuna. Instead, it says women can safely eat a total of up to 12 ounces a week of allowed fish or shellfish, as long as they don't repeatedly eat the same type. The EPA's Jim Pendergast explained how this guidance should protect women.
For example, if a pregnant woman was going to have a meal of tuna, which is 4 to 6 ounces, that would be the sole meal of tuna that week, and that she would balance that with eating fish from different eating a different type of fish that week.
Government officials say they experimented with other messages that offered consumers more specific information about mercury in tuna and other fish, but they say those just made people confused. Some consumer and environmental groups think people should be given more of the facts. Linda Greer is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
It's sort of the worst of both worlds, because they say to consumers, mercury is an issue in fish, and you should be careful not to be exposed to too much of it. But they don't answer the critical question, which is, how much tuna fish can I safely eat?
Greer is also concerned that the document doesn't list the mercury levels in other fish, or point out that albacore tuna has nearly 3 times as much mercury as light tuna. She says women need that information so they don't combine the most hazardous types of tuna with other fish that have relatively high levels of mercury.
So, for example, if you would like to have a tuna fish sandwich, you better think twice about whether you want to order a grouper or orange roughy at a restaurant, because there are other fish that also have mercury in them, and you have to look across all the types of fish that you eat in a week and not just at the tuna fish to keep your levels quite low.
At today's meeting, government officials acknowledged that it would still be possible for a woman to follow the new guidelines and get too much mercury. Some environmental groups say the proposed advisory has been carefully worded to protect the tuna industry. Representatives of that industry, though, say even the current draft of the advisory could hurt them. Dr. Lillian Beard is a pediatrician and spokesperson for the U.S. Tuna Foundation.
I just have a worry that some pregnant women may be confused by some of the language in the advisory and may shy away from eating fish, and that would be a disservice.
Officials with the EPA say much of the mercury in fish comes from air pollution that ends up in rivers, lakes, and the ocean. This month, the Bush administration backed away from mandatory reductions of mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. The new consumer guidelines on fish and mercury are expected in February. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.